What is the point of life if all it is suffering? When my depression was in a really bad place many years ago and I had my spiritual awakening, I started doing all the teachings or listening to all the teachings and becoming very spiritual and getting into philosophy and all this stuff. And at the end of the day, the answer is that life is suffering, and we have to surrender to the suffering. So, what is the point of that? I get that we're in like some earth school, but it just seems like we're like living in some sort of hell. And maybe I'm wrong because I assume most people watching this have watched my other videos. You guys know I suffer some very severe depression and mental illness. And life, from my experience, is not good. But I do understand that there's people out there who enjoy their lives, but even then, I feel like they don't so much. But I don't know, maybe now I'm just thinking, what if I'm just blinded by, maybe I just don't know. Maybe there's more happy people out there than I realize. But to me, it seems like the general consensus is that life is suffering. But for people like me, and a lot of people who relate to me, who watch my videos, our life is just suffering. It's not suffering with like some good moments, it's just suffering. And I have surrendered to the suffering, but I don't want it anymore. I don't understand what our, like, what life is. I don't understand why we're here. And I know there's more to all of it. I astral project. I've been to other realms. I get it. But why are we here? Why do we have to keep doing this? And also, on the contrary to all of that, why do I want to be here? Why do I suffer so badly but still want to be here? It doesn't make sense. It's like my soul is like, it wants to get better and it wants to experience life and it wants to be here. But like, it doesn't make sense because I'm not having a good time. I'm not even having a neutral time. I'm having a really bad time. And when I was younger, I had hope that it would get better, but it's not better. And I fear that I'm never going to be happy because I talk to other people and they're, yeah, they struggle and yeah, they suffer, but they're overall okay because they still experience things that make life worth living. And the only thing that makes life worth living to me is that I love my family. And I feel like it's my own fault. What did I do to myself in my brain to make, or if, why didn't my soul choose this? And why doesn't, like, God help more? You know, you pray and you pray and you just want to be better. But I just feel like giving up. But giving up doesn't mean anything other than surrendering. And I have surrendered. But I don't really want. Like, I just wake up every day and I don't want to do it. It's pointless. It's completely pointless. It's just living every single day until you die. Like, I don't understand what we're doing. And for some people, they don't question that. They're not thinking, like, what's the point? They just enjoy the things. Why can't I enjoy it? Why don't I get to be one of those people who gets to enjoy it too? We're just here for what purpose? There is no purpose. To me, the purpose, if I had to, with everything I understand and from my life experience, the purpose and my understanding of spirituality and everything is the purpose to evolve as souls. And what makes it worth doing it is that there's a love here. And we get to love. So I love my family very much. But other than that, I don't get it. But like I said, I feel like it's just me. It's my own fault. Because there's been very small times in my life where I've enjoyed things. But they're less than 10% of my life. And as of lately, it's been like 0% of my life. But I have had experience of enjoying life previously. So I think to myself, yes, there is suffering, and yes, there's mortality, and yes, there's pain, but at least with all of that, there is love, and there can be moments of joy and laughter, and doing things that you enjoy, and spending time with friends, and having fun experiences, but in my mind, in a depressed person's mind, the capacity for it doesn't exist. And I do hope I'm wrong in saying that, and I do hope, you know, I've been going to therapy and I've been doing the work for years. That's part of what makes it hard, is knowing how I've been doing the work for so many years and I still am like this. It gets you kind of afraid that you're not going to get better. But I still have hope. And that's kind of what gets me through life. Is I go, today might be miserable and every second of it might feel like torture. And tomorrow might be like that. And the next week. And the next month. And the next year. And the next year maybe might be like that too. But I hope that one day maybe it will be better for me. But I'm suffering so much. And I just wonder why I can't experience those little bits of happiness anymore. And I know someone who is smart will ask, leave a comment saying, what were you doing in those time periods of your life that you were happy? Because I ask myself those same questions. I'm a smart person. I can, you know, understand how it's all working. I get the brain. I get the psychology. I understand it. And I don't know. I just can't. It's like my brain won't allow it. And I'm working on that. You guys know I'm working on that. When I realize I might be like, my brain might be like addicted to sadness and depression, like wired for it now. But I just don't have the capacity to experience those things anymore. Like, I might wake up and be kind of down, but I would know that there would be moments of joy that came from within. But those moments of joy don't come anymore. So I wake up and I know that I'm just about to go through hell. Just like I have for the past 500 days. Or actually more than that. The stuff I have for the past thousands of days. And I will for the next who knows how many hundreds of days. If not the rest of my life. And I just wish that I could explain how painful it is to be inside of my body, mentally. There's physical pain too, but I just mean like my brain is doing this to me. But I control my brain, right? I'm the one controlling it, so at the end of the day, I'm the one doing it. I just don't know what's wrong with me. And I don't know why we're here. And I don't see any purpose of being here. And I feel like I'm the odd one out. Because I look around me and based on conversations I have with people still find joy. So I don't know why I'm the only one who can't. I'm tired of it. I hate my life so much. I hate it so much.